Ian Smith's had a good match here.
Stumped by Smithy.
Ian Smith really is top class at his job.
It's Friday. It's time to play Stumped here on SNZ Mornings with Ian Smith. $50 TAB bonus bet is up for grabs today, Smithy. Been a lot of love for the cricket, and I will give you a little hint that cricket is one of the topics today. You ready for a big one?
Yeah, ready to try and double it up over the weekend and make sure that come Monday we've got 100 to play for. So first up this morning, who are we jousting with?
Oh, first at the crease from Auckland, we've got Charlie. Come in, mate.
Hey, Smithy.
Hey, Charlie. Good morning to you, my friend. What are you looking forward to most over the weekend, sporting-wise?
Oh, I'll go to the rugby. The Blues.
Ooh.
Probably, yeah.
Okay,
and the
cool.
NBA. Love a bit of basketball as well, so NBA is always good.
Yeah, the NBA, a lot of great coverage to it on Sky too, mostly on Channel 60. Right, so basketball, you'd obviously in league, you'd quite like as part of your subjects, but is he going to be lucky, Logan? Is Charlie going to get lucky in that regard?
Maybe if he called yesterday, he would have. Charlie, do you know how the game is played? Charlie?
Familiar, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll give you the topics and we'll get straight into it. Football, rugby, and cricket. Take your pick.
Oh, I'll go football.
All right, good luck. First question. The FIFA Women's World Cup is just 4 months away when our football ferns will be going up against the best in the world right here in New Zealand. But before it kicks off, they have two friendlies booked in April. Can you name one of those teams they'll be playing?
Oh. Norway. Oh.
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
Good guess. Smithy, over to you.
Turkey? Did I read something about Turkey? No.
Is Turkey your answer?
Yeah, Turkey's my answer.
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
Nigeria, and the reason why I said Norway was a good guess is because Iceland is the other one.
Oh, right, okay, but a Scandinavia thrown in there with a little bit of Africa, so Nigeria and, okay, Iceland. Right, yeah. Okay, question two. So, Charlie, you're on the money there because I wasn't.
Second question for you, Charlie. The international window is now open and all top-level leagues across the globe get a weekend off. The All Whites are playing China and drew their first match nil-all. Who received a red card in that match?
Tom Smith.
Just a couple of chips down the wicket, right in the slot, and away it goes.
The old Logan would have probably not have given that because we all call him Tommy Smith, but never mind, you're you got that one. We'll move on to question three, Charlie. $50 TAB bonus bet up for grabs here. In 1982, the All Whites qualified for their first FIFA World Cup by beating China 2-1. Oceania player of the century, Winton Rufus, scored one of those goals. Who scored the other? Can I get a first name?
Oh, Steve? I think Steve is Steve Woodham.
Just a couple of chips down the wicket, right in the slot, and away it goes.
See, that was just a little test there, Smithy, because I feel like if you were Googling, you would have said that a bit more confidently. But I'll take it.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Congratulations, Steve Woodham. I was thinking maybe Brian Turner or someone else along the lines there. But Steve Woodham, what a terrific left foot he had on him as well. Good combination, Winton Ruther and Steve Woodham. Hey, congratulations, Charlie. Well done, mate. Have a terrific weekend. Yeah, good on you, man. You enjoy the money and stay on the line. Brian will get your details, okay?
Thank you very much. Have a good one.
Yeah, same to you, man. Charlie from Auckland is the victor today.